Matt Sullivan here to remind you to stop putting screens on your gutters. Better to schedule a free estimate with the local experts at Gutter Helmet so you stay off the ladder. Visit gutterhelmetindy.com. With Gutter Helmet, you'll never clean your gutters again. gutterhelmetindy.com.
It's time to hear from you. Kendall and Casey present Voicemails. Brought to you by QC Kinetics for non-surgical regenerative medicine treatments at 317-559-PAIN.
This portion of the program, that's because we turn it over to you with your questions, comments, or smart remarks, your opinion on whatever is on your mind. Could be what we talk about or something else. The phone number 317-684-8444. And we've mentioned this a few times, but we haven't really had a lengthy conversation about it. But there is an ad that is running on this radio station, and it's an attack ad against Victoria Spartz. And it's talking about how she's difficult to work with.
Yes, it's the ad, I believe, is from the perspective of a potential employee who's interviewing for the position. And this stems from an article that was written, I guess, two years ago, can't remember, about anonymous people who'd worked for her, et cetera. Maybe there were some named people. We're talking about how she is a really, really difficult, sometimes verbally abusive, I think, sort of boss, according to those people.
Well, somebody wanted to call and make a comment about that.
Hey, I want to work for Victoria Sparks. She is really funny as hell. She's a good boss, man. That boss ain't going to be in there being no damn punk. I work for Victoria Sparks. No big deal. No deal. No foul, no harm.
I think he's trying to apply for a job.
Okay, so my question to you would be, as a voter, does how someone treats their employees, does that motivate you at all?
Affect the way you vote?
Right. Like, what would that move? I just think it was an interesting ad for, I think it's Chuck Goodrich is running the ad for him to run, because does that really motivate people one way or another?
Well, I think that's more of a branding thing. Like, he's trying to say this is her character.
Yeah.
So this is the type of person she is, and why would you want someone like that representing you?
Because to me, the far more effective ad against Victoria Spartz, and look, I've been on record for many, many years now, I assume the overwhelming majority of people who represent me are complete scumbags. And I don't care. Like, I don't care. All I care is about how you vote. Now, most of them vote like complete scumbags, too. But if somebody would do a decent job as a representative or senator or whatever, I'm baking in the fact that you're probably a reprehensible human being when I've already voted for you. That does not factor in to what I do. What I vote on is how you affect me and my family. But to me, the far more effective ad against Victoria Spartz is that she behaved like a complete lunatic last year, where she's threatening to quit in the middle of session. She says, I'm done at the end of the year. Then she did it on Tony's show,
right,
where she's just babbling on incoherently. And then she was all over the map on the Kevin McCarthy thing, and a for and against, and then a present. And it's like, is this the sort of unstable record you want that played out in public rather than he said, she said sort of things that are written in newspaper articles about how she might treat her employees? There's plenty of public ammo on Victoria Spartz that you don't have to go with that he said, she said, but clearly they must have some information that moves the needle for someone.
Well, right. And it's a matter of, is she true to her convictions, right? With the flip-flopping back and forth of, I'm going to quit, no, I'm going to run, and everything that you mentioned with Kevin McCarthy. So I think the question is, would you rather have somebody in office who may not be fun to work for, but they're going to represent you well? Or do you want somebody who's a nice, fun, easy boss, but is gonna lie to the constituents?
You know, what's interesting is this similar thing came out about Todd Rokita. I think Politico did a huge article years ago. In fact, I think it was when he was running for U.S. Senate. And everybody had known for years that Rokita was incredibly difficult to work for. And that didn't move me at all, because everybody kind of knew Rokita was a bit of a jerk. But when Rokita was a U.S. rep, and when he was a Secretary of State before that, he was pretty good at those jobs. My issue with Rokita wasn't that he was a jerk to his employees. Maija Rikita is, he turned into a maniac when he started running for U.S. Senate. So I just don't know with the average person how much that actually moves the needle. But I guess we're going to find out because he's put a lot, Goodrich put a lot of his eggs in the in that basket.
Yeah, maybe, I don't know. Maybe the other direction he's trying to take with it is that it's not everything, it's not what you see. You know, there's the mask there. This isn't the true person that is being represented in front of you. You have to look deeper.
Yeah, I don't know. All right, what's next?
Another call about another ad, and we've got more singing for Raju.
Okay, one more for the political scene.
Ragu, ragu, with a pasta sauce for you. Ragu, ragu, red but not white and blue. Ragu, ragu, with a pasta sauce for you. Ragu, ragu, if it's white and blue, don't eat it. Vote for Raju.
It's very good. Now I just want a spaghetti.
That guy's going to get a crap ton of votes from people who have no idea what his stances are on anything.
Right, just because of the jingle. It's fun to sing, right?
It's genius marketing.
And you know what? You know who pointed that out? And he's going to, and they owe us a big thing. We are the ones who pointed that out. Mm. We started that whole thing, and they're going to get a whole bunch of votes, and I bet we won't even get a thank you card or nothing.
Probably not. Okay, so we talk a lot about property taxes, and this is a phone call. Somebody has a solution to fix a property tax situation.
Hello, first-time caller, long-time listener. My nickname, I guess, is One-Eyed Sue. I listen often, and I don't know how hard it is for these politicians to figure this out, but if you legalize marijuana, we could eliminate property taxes. It's not that hard of a deal, and most people would fall for it. And also, I would suggest, too, I have no idea why we have any other flag in our government buildings than the American flag. It should be against the law to have any other flag in any government office that's other than the American flag or the state flag. That's just common sense, unless you're a good little communist. Thank you very much for listening. Bye-bye.
Well, look, you know my opinion on it, Casey. Marijuana should be legal, certainly for medical purposes. Whatever decision you make with a licensed medical provider is between you and the doctor. I'm also a proponent in your own home or private business that if you want to allow that, there's zero reason that shouldn't be allowed. I am against it in a public square where children, et cetera, are exposed to it. But these two things don't have to go together. There's plenty of money. Like, I got into it with our esteemed friend from Seymour again last night, and he posted something about tax day or taxes you're supposed to be against, and I said, well, now do property taxes and gas taxes. And of course the property taxes and the gas taxes are fine, and it's this illogical argument that these people are making as though if you were to do some highly necessary reasonable reforms around the property tax system, as though there won't be any police officers on the street and that the children will be back to one-room schoolhouses. And it is just like, this is the Republican Party now. I now realize that Jim Lucas is no longer an outlier. Jim Lucas is the Republican Party. He genuinely believes. Now, you can make whatever opinion you want about his intelligence on this, but I now believe he has genuinely become convinced that if you did any reforms to property taxes, because you ask him the question, you say, wait a second, property taxes have doubled or tripled for many people in the past 3 years. How did all of this exist before that? I'm talking about stopping this. And you don't get an answer, because in his mind, I've now come to the conclusion that in a mind of someone like Jim Lucas, that if you stopped property taxes from doubling or tripling, which is what we're talking about doing here, that police will not exist, that firemen will not show up to your house, and that we'll be back to one-room schoolhouses. And I don't know how you counteract that at this point, because this is the talking point from the Republican Party. My response to him was, man, it is such a strong flex from a state lawmaker to say, sorry you lost your home, but glad the local school system got that state-of-the-art weight room. I mean, it's like, I don't know how to counteract this. And the only answer is, if you vote for Republicans, and people get mad when I rip on the Republicans, but here's the reality of it. The Republicans have been in charge of everything for 7 years. Well, longer than that, but let's say at the start of the Holcomb administration, for 7 years. Everything has never been more expensive. Your taxes have never been higher. The government has never been more expensive, and the government has never been greater. Mm-hmm. That is the Republican Party now. They have no desire to change it. Do not look at their ads. Do not look at their mailers. Do not look at the TV commercials. Just look at their track record. If you vote Republican, your property taxes will continue to go up at record rates because they have no desire to fix it, vote accordingly. If you think the Democrats are too crazy on social stuff, then that's fine. I'm not saying you're wrong on making that choice. I'm simply telling you that if you vote for any Republican in the state House or state Senate races, your taxes are going up. Period.
Well, I would like to thank One-Eyed Susan for calling. She said she was a first-time caller.
Why do you think that's her name? What do you think that's all about?
I don't know.
Kev, what do you think?
It's her nickname.
One-Eyed Susan?
I mean, you've traveled to foreign lands. You ever met some...
She could be a pirate.
...associate that you had to call One-Eye? I mean...
She's a pirate.
Yeah, I think she's a pirate.
The dungeons of Germany or France, did you come across some...
I can't talk about
seedy
that.
Seedy character that, well, we call him One Eye.
One thing she did mention was the marijuana. So Illinois in its fifth year of recreational cannabis, and they've made nearly $180 million in tax revenue, and that is just in the past year. Michigan, another state where cannabis is legal, they have sales soaring to approximately $288 million. They're expecting a $1 billion year. Now, who's to say if Indiana legalizes it, I'm sure those numbers will go down because I'm sure there are a lot of Hoosiers that are traveling to Illinois and Michigan and elsewhere. So some of their numbers will fall. But you also have to say, you know, that doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to use that money property tax.
They won't.
They'll keep that money
and
just continue to grow the government.
And thank you, One Eye, for your call. But that's the track record. There's the budget. The state budget is $7 billion bigger than it was in 2017. That is a disgusting amount of money for a state of 7 million people. And yet, despite the fact that there's $7 billion more dollars to put in the treasury, your taxes keep going up. They're never using. I would be fine with a lot of this growth that I hate because I would still hate it. But if it were making my life more affordable, I would accept it because it's a necessary evil. The problem is they're not using any of this. The Republicans are not using any of this excess money to help you. They're using it to grow government. So you're right, Casey. If they get $100 million, $200 million, they're not going to put it in anything to help you. They're going to put it into, they'll probably give it to the IEDC.
Right. They'll grow. They'll use it for more growth.